The following guided meditation was given at Common Ground Meditation Center in Minneapolis, Minnesota.
There's a common repeated passage from the discourses of the Buddha where he says something to the effect, friends, practitioners, there are the roots of trees, there are empty huts, secluded places. Please do not neglect your practice. This would be for your long-term benefit. So of course, the roots of trees, it just means that when all else fails, sitting underneath a big tree provides a suitable shelter and a refuge, a secluded refuge from the busyness of city life, a place where there are duties and responsibilities. So this is our place now, this relatively secluded place where all of us now, to a very large degree, we're free for this 30-minute period from duties and responsibilities. So especially at the first part of this sitting period, let's wholeheartedly, with real conviction, real sincerity, know that we can put down our worries, our hopes, our duties, and so simply begin to experience the simplicity of sitting. Sensations are being known, experience of the body, sitting here now is being known, it's like this. Appreciating the basic ease of the body sitting here. Does it mean that the sensations are perfectly pleasant? Just that the experience of sitting now is relatively simple, relatively neutral. Perhaps we can realize, the mind can realize a way of being with the sensations of sitting, a way of being that's free from needing the sensations to be different, needing to control. So all that can be, at least for moments, abandoned. And we just allow the sensations of the body sitting here now. We just allow them to come and go. We allow them to be the way they are. In a sense, we're entering the stream or relaxing into the stream, the process of sensations coming and going. And simply notice what disturbs the ease of letting the body be, letting the sensations be. What arises to disturb the naturalness, the ease of sensations coming and going? What, if anything, is in the way of resting in the ease of the body, the sensations moving in the body? So in this wholesome context of being present with the body, being present with the breath moving in the body, in the not now, maybe wait till after the sit ends. Understanding the possibility of release, of ease and peace arises by noticing what arises to disturb the heart, disturb the mind. So we trust, we relax with the experience of the body coming and going, the sensations, thoughts that come and go. And we notice what disturbs. How does the mind become disturbed or tight? How does the mind go beyond that tightness, become free from that tightness? So in the most simple and direct way, the heart takes responsibility. The heart becomes interested in how it is that stress or agitation, reactivity arises, and how it is that it ceases or that it falls away. It's not about thinking about stress or thinking about the causes for stress, but observing them directly. How stress arises at times while we're sitting. Things get tight in the body and mind. How it is that that tightness naturally at times releases and the mind is then free from that burden for periods of time. And to begin with careful, non-judging awareness, beginning to understand the causes for stress and the causes for the release of stress in the most simple, direct way. Let's continue in silence for the next 10 or 15 minutes. So keep it really simple. We're observing the causes of how the heart or the mind gets tight, bound up. Of course, the body then expresses that tightness as physical tension. And then how at other times, other moments, the tightness of the mind, the tension in the body falls away, releases. Buddha points out that things get tight, the body and the mind get tight, whenever there is attachment to desire or an identification with desire. So it's not that desire itself is good or bad, but whenever the mind gets attached, takes it personally, then both the mind and the body get tight. feels burdened. And then whenever that attachment, that identification is released, then that tightness falls away. So for the last couple of minutes, see if this aligns with your actual experience. So when things are tight, is there an attachment to desire, an identification with desire? Or when things are really easeful and easy, is there an absence of this identification with desire?